Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1090. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rabbaron Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Lirafu Shalema Ruvain Pesach Ben Henya. Shtaka Havrafu Shalema Pesach Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Zoreya planting. Okay, so we spoke about last time in reference to the, if somebody has a shlach, a covering of a sukkah, not the schach itself, but the shlach, the covering that goes over the sukkah. So we said that many times, either it's on a grassy area, there's no isser in making a sukkah on a grassy area, but you do have to be careful not to pour drinks onto the grass. Now it rains, let's say, the person covers their sukkah with a various different types of covering over the schach. So now the question is, we spoke about if one pours it down, opens up the schlach, the water automatically rolls onto the grass, onto the plantation, vegetation, whatever it is, and that's running into a problem. But we said there's a few ways of working with it and opening up that schlach, that covering. Number one, to call a guy, ask a guy to do it, but you can't always get a guy. It's complicated to do. Because by a guy, of course, it's a psik resha, right? The guy doesn't have a mind to water the plants. He just wants to, you ask the guy to open up the roof. Nothing to do with the plants. So psik resha by a guy, according to many poskim, is okay. You can't always find a guy. Then we said that sometimes a person could put boards around it. You know, there's, I guess, before Yom Tov, let's say, you put boards around it, and it rolls onto the boards, the water, and then from there rolls onto the ground. Rolls onto the vegetation, grass or whatever, but the Sefer Klolim actually brings down on page Pei Zion and Pei Ches, he explains, in conjunction with basically the same Shaila, that let's say there's concrete, right? The same type of a question whereby one has concrete, the sukkah is built on concrete, but when you open up the shlach, the roof of the sukkah, again, the water pours down, goes onto the concrete, then starts to roll from there into the grass or into the vegetation, into the garden or whatever. So is that a problem? So Lemaisa, he brings down the same thing, that would be okay. In that case, you would not have to call a guy. He says, Yesh Matirim. Just to read, like, this is what he says. Yesh Matirim, there are those who matir, leftayach shlak, to open up this roof on top, me algabe sukkah, the roof on top of the sukkah, right? Once it's wet because it had rain, now a person wants to go eat in the sukkah, so they want to roll off the shlak and the water's going to roll down. Af hecha sheyesh ala shlak maim, even though the shlak has water, let's say puddles of water sometimes, and it's going to just fall down, it's going to roll down. When you open up the shlak and go onto the plantation, into the grass, into the garden, or whatever it is. Afal pisha maim yigul lizrom oitzmachim, right? It's going to go into the vegetation, grass, and so on. Hecha she'enu mechavin litzmichosim. Now, you need one condition, the main condition. The person, when they do it, they have to have a mind not to water the garden. You know, if they're opening up the shlach, well, there's water on the shlach, on the cover of the sukkah anyways, so I'm going to open up the sukkah, the cover of the sukkah. Now, have a mind also to water the garden. You can't do that. We're talking, our case is only strictly, I just want to open the cover of the sukkah, right? And so I could sit in my sukkah and be mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah. But there's water on the shlach, and it's a question of going into the garden, into the vegetation. So hecha she'enu mechaven litzmichosim, gam hamayim noiflim al concrete. He says the water is going onto concrete. In other words, there's concrete around the sukkah, or at least in the area whereby one is going to open up the shlach, and from there it's going to roll into the garden, into the plantation, or whatever the case is. Mishum lizrom osmachim, the have psik resha begroma. Again, this is like we said last time, a psik resha with a grama, and he just brings on the bottom in Ha'ar number 40, the Ad Shamay Magim Latzmachim, till the water reaches the plantation, again, without any kavana, it's a Dava She'enu Meschaven, what we call a Dava She'enu Meschaven, but it's a psikresh, it's going to happen, but Havalei Richok Makam Kitsas Mimaisa Adam. But again, it's not happening right away. This is what a grum is all about, that it's Havalei Richok Makam Kitsas Mimaisa Adam. It's a little bit further away from, in other words, there's going to be a delay. That's basically the grumma, one of the translations actually the understanding of grumma is that it's indirectly or it's a delay. There's going to be a delay in time. The indirectly is even a better translation, but sometimes we could use the word delay also, although that's not always the case, but delay is also part of it. It's not happening right away. So he brings this from Rashi in the Sechta Sanhedrin and so on, does the Sefer Kolalim, again on page Pei Ches, and then he says, the Koyach Sheni Toli Berichot Makam, it depends how far away, Gam Kan Nechshav Koyach Sheni Shug Roma. So if it's, whatever, if it's a little bit further away, so then we're gonna say that it's a question, then it's a question of a grumma, secretion with a grumma, and there are those who are makel. Now, if there's a tiny little thing of concrete, that's not gonna do the trick. I mean, it has to be some concrete, you know, it's just gonna roll down the concrete. You know, how much concrete, it's hard to say, but lemais, it's not going basically directly onto the grass, and it's gonna first roll onto the concrete, and then from there, roll into the, garden vegetation or plantation. I mean, of course, not having a mind, a person doesn't have a mind to plant, and that would be fine to open up the shlak, because again, it's a psikresha with a grumma. Okay, so he says, also does it say for klalim, another example, that's one example, and then sometimes people on Sukkot also, they have a sink outside or whatever the case is, or even if they're just washing. He brings down also, he brings it actually from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. He says, interesting, the same thing that from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, he brings down, that one mutter leftaych, again, on Sukkot or whatever, the leftaych bars shel mayim bekiyar, there's let's say like a sink or whatever, sometimes people have an outside sink or something, and however it is, they're washing their hands over there, and it's gonna go, again, same thing, that it's not going on straight onto the grass. The person doesn't have any intention at all to water the grass or plantation of vegetation, but it's going to go onto the concrete, and from the concrete it's going to roll onto the plantation, so that brings down the same thing, will be a psikresha with a grumma, and he says that will be fine. And even brings down from Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa that he says, "Vinim Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Sham, hatar afilu lishpoich maim lesachkiar," even to pour the water into a sink. And I guess right afterwards it goes out of the sink and onto the concrete. Sometimes these outside sinks, they flow, you know, the water flow stays outside and goes right onto the concrete. Not just to open the water faucet outside, but even to pour water into the sink itself. However, it is elu yashka zroma, even though they're gonna eventually end up in the grass, in the garden, or vegetation, whatever the case is, but he says, berichak makam. It's going to be berichak makam. V'atam kasam sham ba'aron and aleph, from Reb Shlom Zalman Arbach, shemishum dehavalei einay mechavin begrama. The person is not, they're not mechavin. Again, they don't have a mind to water the plants. Shemuta af b'makam sikresha with a grama, and so on. So that's what he says. Muta leftach barz shel mayim bekir elohorid mayim. He says even by a basic he say these type of things. Alpha pisha mayim yardim al zroma itzimachem hecha she'eni mechavin litzmichosam. The person doesn't have a mind to water the plantation, or to help it grow actually to in any way. V'gam hamayim yardim lizroma itzimachem derech. He says, derech the concrete. Okay, so that's what he says. Lemaisi finishes, oit samachem, derech beton, which is the concrete. He actually even says, oit sinoiris, or some sort of pipe, but it doesn't matter. But in the case where there's, concrete, shalkia, or besakisei, when you have these connections to the, possibly from the basic, maybe the besakisei, or the or outside sink, or whatever, to have a psikresha, begrama. The same thing that is a psikresha with a grama. And the fee, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in conjunction with that, it would be okay. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.